Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us again for another wonderful episode of Smuggler's Blues, a redemption story here on YouTube. You're here with myself, Michael. I'll be playing, someone tonight. We'll pass it over to Chris. Chris?
Oh, evening. Let's see. I'm Chris. I get to play R3A1, 11D4, and have a good time tonight because, I'm not in the GM seat tonight. I'll hand it over to our GM for the night. Kaylee, how are you?
I'm doing good. Getting my camera working. Hey, my camera's working. Isn't that amazing? Yes, I'm Kaylee, and since at the end of the last episode, we kind of got Corell into a little bit of a jam. Okay, she got herself into a little bit of a jam, just to be absolutely fair. I thought it was really unfair to have Chris run a game where it was just him and two droids. So instead, I'm taking the GM seat tonight, and Chris will be portraying his droids, his droid friends, and Michael's going to step in to play a NPC that we will name momentarily. Hello to everyone in the audience. Thanks for joining us tonight. So, as we left our heroes last time, we were on the planet of Zeltros, home of the Zeltron race, where there had been quite a bit of partying going on by Tazi and the crew to try and distract a ship full of smugglers so that Tazi could make off with a ship full of goods. Tazi used his Durosian wiles to great effect and managed to get onto the ship, take out his paramours, whatever, what have you, and abscond with the ship. What he didn't know, though, is that Corell, having been a distraction, had gotten herself into a bit of a jam, being drugged over dinner by a bounty hunter who was hunting Jedi, and he found his target. Last we saw Corell, she was being carried out of a restaurant, and then D4 and A1 discovered that while Tazi was taking off into space with the cargo, there was no Corell to be found. So we're going to pick it up here. R3A1 and 11D4 are sitting there talking to a large Herglick, who used to be a member of the crew. And Corell had flirted with her, and they're asking her for some help. Michael, what is this Herglick's name? Because I don't think we actually gave her a name.
Oh boy. This Herglick's name is audience, what's this Herglick's name? Come right. Up with a blank.
We didn't give her a name.
We did not give her a name at all.
She was a flirtatious NPC to be flirted with, number one. So we're gonna see if anybody in the audience has a good idea for a female Herglick name. I'm thinking. Okay. We'll give it a second. The downside of live streaming is that the audience is about 45 seconds behind the rest of us. So we'll get an answer. You know what?
While we do that, we should roll the Destiny pool.
We should. Roll the Destiny pool. Oh my gosh. Look at me forgetting about the, we always forget this though.
One. Dark side.
One dark side. Okay. I got one dark side, Michael. And Chris, you got to roll also for D4 one also.
Side. One dark side here too.
Okay.
So yay. Oh,
D4 got a light side.
Okay. So we have three dark side and one light side. Best thing I've got out of the chat is something regarding Mrs. Doubtfire.
I don't think that's about the Herglick.
I don't think so, but it's the best I got right now. Unfortunately, we started late tonight, so our usual our usual lore dumpers are not there.
That's okay.
That's a good name.
I'll get something.
On my desk. I'm just putting everybody on the spot because I was too lazy to come up with a name myself. Encyclopedia is what Michael's about to come up with.
Herda.
Herda? Herda. Okay.
Herda.
Well, Herda, you are looking down at an agitated astromech droid and a rather stealthy medical droid who just told you that the Twi'lek you had been flirting with has been abducted.
Abducted, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That is a dilemma.
Yeah.
Are you any good at tracking?
Are they covered in grease?
I don't think so.
Would they be next to a Hydra spanner in a tool chest?
Nope.
Then probably not. I mean, if they had mechanical problems, I could definitely help out. But I don't think investigations aren't really my strong suit. I usually hang out here by the ship and fix the ship and maintain the ship.
All right. Well.
Okay, we're gonna actively change the name real quick because we actually got a suggestion from our audience. Clora. Clora is the new name.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dot, for giving us the name. We appreciate it. The name is Clora.
All right.
All right. Everybody change their notes.
I just did.
So did I.
All right, so you're not gonna be good at tracking. We should probably go to the last place. Well, we found her comet, the Lucky Comet. And we know she was with a guy she met at the other bar. So we got to figure out where he's at.
Well, I can't say that I know where they would be. But we have been to this spaceport a few times. I have an idea of a couple places we could look. You could look. Like we could look.
Okay. Where should we start?
Well, you had said the Lucky Comet, right?
Yeah. Let's go there.
Yeah, well, let's start there. And while we're looking there, I'll think of a couple other places we could check.
All right.
Okay,
so off to the Lucky Comet.
You guys find your way over to the Lucky Comet. It's at this point, it's pretty late in the evening, so you're looking at like 2-3 a.m. normal. So their business is kind of falling off. They close at about 4 a.m. local time, and then they reopen for breakfast 2 hours later. So they're kind of winding down. But A1, you see the. You see, like, the wait staff that you had talked to earlier when you got Carl's comm. She's cleaning a table.
All right, maybe you should go ask one of the wait staff if you know, or if they know, where they went.
Me?
Well, they're probably not going to respond well to two droids.
I don't even know your friend.
Oh, you know the cute Twi'lek that was talking to you earlier that you guys kind of had a moment? I saw your eyes meet. You got flush.
She was okay.
I feel like you're understating your real feelings.
Well, I mean, I don't even know her.
Her name's
I barely met her.
Carell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. One of you come with me at least.
All right.
You can describe her better than I can.
Okay. I'll go with you. Because then I can project an image of her so they can see what she looks like.
Perfect.
So
anyone follows
her? Yeah. You guys walk in and there's a... there's a young Zeltros female cleaning a table. She looks up and up at Clora. We're going to be closing soon. Can I help you?
No, that's okay. We don't need anything.
Takeout?
No. We don't need to order anything.
Oh.
We're looking for a friend of ours that may have been here. Can you, if you don't mind, I know you're trying to close. I'm not trying to take up your time.
You probably want, like, Shella's Pleasure Palace. It's two doors down.
No. I mean, we're looking for someone who was here. They were seen here.
Oh, you're not just looking for a random friend.
No.
It's been a long day.
I understand. I've worked hospitality before.
Ugh, yeah, customers, right? Who are you looking for?
Droid, go ahead.
A1.
Show her.
Projects an image of Corel in the outfit she was wearing. We're looking for
Chris. Her. I'm actually going to spend a dark side point.
Okay.
A1 has a bit of a glitch in his memory banks, and that's not the file that he pulls up. He pulls up a file from a long time ago, and all you see is a Twi'lek ass hanging out of an elevator as it goes up into the sky.
Hey, hold on. Let me rotate the image. Yep. See, now that's her face.
You see a very flushed and slurring, like staggering Twi'lek. And she's like, is your friend okay?
Is she okay?
Does she have a problem with drinking?
Nope.
I mean,
I didn't think she had a problem with drinking. She didn't seem to have a problem with drinking, but perhaps.
Yep, she never spills anything.
Not the kind of problem we were talking about.
Mm-mm. We're talking about like a substance abuse problem, droid.
I know, I was trying to light the mood. Anyways, have you happened to see her?
She was here
earlier tonight.
Yeah, she was here earlier with some greasy looking dude. Never seen him before, so he's probably just a transient.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Like I said, I never seen him before, so my guess is he's either got like a hotel or he's got a ship somewhere. We're only two blocks from the docks.
Do you think perhaps did your friend go somewhere with someone then?
Oh, no.
Our friend? Our friend go somewhere with someone?
She was passed out. The girl just can't handle her drinks.
Oh, so she was unconscious.
Yeah, he picked her up and, like, carried her out. He tipped really good, though.
What?
Yeah.
And do you...
Tipped 100 credits.
Do you have any cameras in here, footage, security, perhaps, so we could see this friend?
I'm sure we do, but management would not allow that sort of thing.
Who's your management?
Well, we're owned by a large conglomeration. And
but is there someone here I can talk to?
Oh, no, the manager
went home already. I hate to be that person. So the manager went home.
Oh, yeah. She knocks off before midnight.
Okay, so...
Lazy bitch.
So the manager's not here.
Mm-mm.
So she probably would never know if you showed us the footage, right?
Oh, I don't have access to her office. That's where that's where the system is.
What if we could get into her office?
I would not recommend that. But you know what? I've got to go deal with these dishes.
Yeah, you know, go ahead and deal with those dishes. And can you just, you know, maybe, which direction would the manager's office be?
You know, I've kind of forgotten. I need, it's very late. I feel like there's something that should jog my memory. Because all I remember is this guy gave me 100 credits as a tip. If anybody needs to make a perception check, you can.
No, I didn't think so.
Pretty
sure. A1 kind of slides in between a little bit, and looks over at Clara. I don't think she means jog her memory with your hand. I think she means with...
No. I believe that perhaps you should give this nice person something for their time.
Okay. A1 hands 20 credits over.
She doesn't take it. She kind of looks a little insulted. It's like...
Mm. Perhaps a tip would be in order, little friend. And perhaps a sizable bit more than that. Yes?
It is rather late.
A1 hands her 50 credits.
No. A tip. Where would you normally put a tip on a table. So just slide it onto the table.
A1 slides the 50 credits onto the table. Then looks at Clara, then looks at her.
She takes the 50 credits and looks at Clara, rolls her eyes, and then looks at you, A1, and says, "Well, it's in the back half of the building. Good luck." And she picks up the tip and the dishes and heads into the kitchen.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
It's just a the back of her head and a hand waving.
All right. So,
all right. Tell me you can get into that place.
Oh, I'm sure.
Into the office.
Yep. I'm sure I can.
Okay.
But do we want to do it where nobody sees us?
Well, time is of the essence, right? Your friend is missing.
Yeah.
So, and our new friend doesn't really seem to care what we do. So it's fine.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. A1 starts heading that way.
All right. There's a way back. There's a kitchen entrance. There's some bathrooms. You do see at the end of the hall, there is a unmarked door that says private, employees only.
This A1. Is probably it.
Yep.
It's got a key A1. Card lock on it.
A1 pops his little hands out. Do I make a skullduggery check to pick the lock?
Yep, skullduggery check.
All right, what's my difficulty?
This is not the greatest lock in the world, so it's just going to be average. You both, is D4 with you?
Yep.
He's okay.
Quietly sitting there.
All of you can also make some quick perception check.
Okay. I'll do skullduggery first.
Yep.
Skullduggery is 3 successes and 2 advantages.
Okay.
We have perception on our sheet here. Just a second. I'm just
making sure. And what is the difficulty on perception?
It's just average.
Yeah, look at that. Same dice roll. Perception is 1 success, 2 advantages.
Okay. You want to give some advantages to your new Herglick pal?
Sure. Give yourself a couple of blue dice. Oh, I do D4 is 2. Oh, his perception's not as good.
I just have...
I'd say Clara can get 2 blue dice, 2 advantage dice, and then you can get 2, and you get 2 also for D4. Okay.
1 success, 2 advantages from Clara.
Okay.
All right, so D4's perception is a triumph and 1 success total.
Okay, so all of you notice that there is a small camera droid mounted above the door that's looking directly at you and is active. It's actually like one of the droids you've seen that are like repulsor based, but this one's actually mounted above the door. And just it, if you could tell, those of you who with advantages can tell, it's a miserable looking droid, like it's being punished or something. D4 notices, however, when the door pops open, that there's a note, like an old style paper that drops out of the door frame, and there's some writing on it, like actual handwriting.
Okay. anyone picks it up and looks at it.
It is written on Jakar Industries letterhead, and it is basically a complaint letter from the head office stating if they don't get their if they don't reduce waste and get their costs cut, they're going to cut people.
A1 pops the door open, looks up at the droid, waves one of his little mechanical hands. You see nothing. And then just rolls in. I don't know if you want to make like a...
Do you want to use your triumph on that?
Charm. Yeah, sure.
You see the droid just kind of go, and the little light turns off.
All right.
Standard manager's office. It's not even 10 by 10. The desk is kind of ostentatious. And the
manager's closet.
Yeah, it's almost a manager's closet. So the desk takes up 80% of this room. There is a chair on the other side near the door that is pushed in. And if you pulled the chair out, you couldn't open the door. That's how tight it is here. There's enough room to scooch around to the other side of the desk, and that's it. There is a computer terminal on the desk.
A1 rolls up to it.
Okay.
Plugs in.
I'll just stand out here looking intimidating, I guess.
Okay.
This seems like it's more your thing.
Yeah, yep, for sure. You can keep D4 company. Just make sure nobody else comes through here.
That's fine.
All right. So A1's going to plug in. I'll try to access the computers.
Okay. This one's a little more sophisticated than the door is. So you're actually going to be doing 3 purple on this one.
Gotcha.
I know it's a huge challenge for D4 or A1. It's probably a huge challenge for D4, to be fair.
It would
probably
be.
Is.
So I think if he'd sedate the computer, he'd do very well.
Yeah. 4 successes.
All right. Yeah. You easily tap into the security camera footage from the evening, and are you going to go scrub through it here? Or are you just going to download a copy?
Time's of the essence. So anyone's just rolling through till he sees.
Okay.
Corell and her companion sitting together, and he's going to try to get a good picture of him.
Okay. You scrub through it, and you do see Corell being carried out of the restaurant by a figure. You don't get a good look at him until you scroll back a ways, and it looked like they'd been here for almost an hour. They had eaten. You do catch very quickly a moment where Corell glances away, and he drops something in her drink.
Okay.
And, yeah, you get a good picture of him. Chris, do you want to describe him? Because I don't remember what he looked like last time.
He was well dressed. He's a Weequay.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Middle aged. Yeah. I said it right.
Yep.
Middle aged. He looked very successful businessman type.
Okay.
Like he was here just to have kind of a relaxing weekend. It's a good disguise he put on.
Apparently, yes. So, yeah, you see him, and I mean, he doesn't look like the bruiser type, but he almost effortlessly picks up Corell once she passes out and carries her out. And they head away from where you guys came in, so they turn left coming out of the restaurant, and that's where you lose them.
All right. A1 rolls out of the manager's office, shuts the door. Rolls up to Clara and D4. Oh, I got a picture of him. They turned left. So I think if we go out, go down, find... There's probably cameras in the main passageways. We should probably investigate what's on those and follow him to his ship.
I think that sounds like a wonderful plan.
All right. Guess I'll have to Make a wall so nobody sees me?
I think I've got that covered.
All right. Glad to hear we're on the same page.
Well, I mean, being this large does have its advantages.
I can see that. How do you fit?
Where would you like me to stand?
Let's go find another terminal outside, and then you can stand in front of it. And
stand in front of it, or stand in front of you while you do your thing.
Stand in front of me so nobody can see me, and then D4 can help you.
Oh yes, I can manage that. I'm sure.
All right. So they. A1 starts rolling out and looking for a computer terminal to plug into.
All right. You guys step out into the corridor. I mean, you're outside, so you're near the spaceport. You can hear the sounds of ships coming and going. And you head down the thoroughfare, and you come to a four-way intersection. To your left leads deeper into town, and to straight ahead and to your right leads to different areas of the space dock. There is a public access terminal here, and there is a beefy looking Rodian using it and making a comm call.
That could be a problem.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Buona tuta, Tico.
If you speak Rodian, he just told you to do something anatomically impossible.
Clara doesn't, so just leave that as a possibly vaguely rude sounding comment.
And he goes back to his conversation.
You need that terminal, yes?
Yeah. But we don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Got it. Can you cut the signal to the terminal and then restore it, maybe?
I would have to have access to it. Or access to the power source that goes to it. Or something along those lines. And while you guys are having that conversation, can I have D4 just slide around them and try to look and see if he's got a talent for just knocking somebody unconscious?
I believe it's called a sedative. And if you want to make a basically a melee attack.
Oh, I assumed D4 was going to talk the guy away.
Oh. All right. What's the difficulty?
It's melee. Two purple.
Oh, that's right. I used to be on the side of the table.
I know.
Wow. So three successes and one advantage.
Okay. What would you like to do with your advantage?
I would like the Rodian to fall into Clora's arms, or at least that direction, giving Clora a chance to catch him and set him down gently.
Go ahead and describe how it happens, because I don't see any reason why that doesn't happen.
So D4 slides past the two that are discussing how to get rid of this guy. Pulls out one of his bottom right arm, uses a hypo spray, and you see the beefy Rodian all of a sudden stands up kind of straight, and then just leans backwards slowly, falling towards Clara.
Does Clara catch him? This is a little surprising.
Clara is talking to A1, so Clara probably doesn't notice what's happening right now. Because we didn't get a signal from anybody that they were doing anything. Uh-uh. Right. So, no, Clara does not see this happening.
You can, I'm going to say that because it was an advantage, I don't want to, like, screw Chris out of his advantage. I'm going to make you make a coordination or an athletics test, and I'm going to upgrade the difficulty of it. So it's going to be a red and a purple to see if you react in time.
There's a good chance.
something agility based.
Yeah, that is a that is not good. That's a despair. With one threat.
Okay, so what happens is D4 masterfully just injects him, hits a spot on the Rodian. You know, the Rodian anatomy is pretty, you know, it's a predator thing, but he knows exactly where to inject it, so that sedative takes instant effect. Stiffens up like a board and falls over right into Clora, who doesn't quite react because she's arguing with A1, bickering, you might say, because that never happens on this show. Mm-hmm. And instead of actually catching, Clora reactively thinks that, oh, somebody just bumped into me, and kind of like swats at the Rodian, sending him spinning into the terminal and shattering the display screen.
If I can just change that a little bit.
Of course.
Because I don't know that Clora is the type to swat at somebody. I have a feeling that Clora is more the type to think that if somebody's like bumping into her, like Clora being a big person myself, Clora typically would be like, oh, sorry, and kind of like move.
Okay, yeah. So kind of she like starts and kind of shies away, and it's just enough to like veer him off, so he kind of bumps into the hollow terminal and breaks the display.
All right.
A1 looks at Clora. Catch.
Oops.
I think there's a moment where Clora and A1 look at each other and then slowly turn and look at D4, who's just got one hand on his head, just shaking his head back and forth.
A little notice might have helped next time.
Yeah, he doesn't always do that. Let's see what I can find.
If that happens again, maybe some notice?
Yeah, that's probably my fault. I should have thought he was going to do that. That's kind of one of his things.
Well, look, you can still access the data if the display isn't working, correct?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Let me see what I can do. All right. So what's my difficulty on this one?
I mean, this is a city. You can do some basic things here. It's going to be, I give you a black die. So normally it'd be average, but you're going to try and kind of get into the city's camera system, and that's a little bit more defended. So that's going to be a red, two purples, and a black because of the damage to the screen.
Black.
Setback die.
I feel like I have something that lets me get rid of that.
Really?
Oh, amazingly, I don't. It's either on disabling doors or when I'm trying to defend our systems.
Too bad. Your systems are two docks over.
Yeah. All right. Let's see how this goes.
Yep.
Well, I like the start. I have one success, one triumph, and everything else washed.
All right.
Canceled each other out.
Yeah, you easily pick him up and get a video recording of him taking a right turn here and heading towards the docks. I want to say with that triumph, you actually can enhance the image enough that you can see he's in docking slot one, which is about 200 meters down the corridor. And you can literally see the ship from here. It's a Lancer-class pursuit craft.
A1 looks over. Excuse me, Clora. Docking station one.
Is where your friend is?
Yep, that's where they went.
Oh, well then let's go. All right. Why are we wasting time here?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you.
Well, come on.
I'm going. Let's go. You go first. I don't ever go first.
Well, no, you're going first this time.
Wait, why?
It's your friend.
All right. But
I barely know her.
Right, but if I fall, catch me.
Yes, of course.
All right. A1 starts rolling that way.
D4 is kind of looking at the Rodian on the ground.
Leave him. Come on, let's go.
D4 shakes his head, yes, and follows.
All right.
Oh, hold on. And Clara comes back over and kind of throws the Rodian over her shoulder. Over her, like her mechanics, you know, work mm-hmm. suit, jumpsuit, kind of picks him up with two arms, and with the other two arms, like kind of like holds him and then takes him over to a nearby bench. With an ad for Noodles Quattro.
Okay.
And lays him on the bench and gently lays him on the bench.
Okay.
At least no one will bother him here. I hope. Sorry.
As Clara walks away, D4 walks over, picks up the Rodian's hat, sets it down, puts a few credits in it, keeps walking.
Wonderful. Maybe other people will throw money in the hat also.
Yeah.
As you guys head down the corridor, behind you, you see like three or four younglings run out, start grabbing at the hat, yanking at it. One of them punches the other, takes the credits, throws the hat at him, and runs off, being chased by the first one. But
or not.
But you guys get down to this ship. It's a pretty good size. It's a little smaller than a light freighter.
I mean, I've said that before.
That's what the Herglick said. That's correct. Yeah.
A1 rolls up to the door.
Yeah, for those of you who do not know what a Lancer class pursuit craft looks like, it looks like this. And it's a little smaller than the classic Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
So. And the ramp on the backside is down. Or is not down, is up. Sorry, it's closed.
Okay. A1 looks over at Laura. Do we knock? Do we just go in?
Well, if you believe your friend is in there, mm-hmm. and unconscious, do you want to knock?
Do I want to, or should we? I don't usually make the plans. We have a tall guy that does that.
Well, I'm sorry that your tall friend isn't here, but now it's on you.
All right.
D4 is tall.
I'm honestly just here because you asked me. And I was kind of bored. And your friend is maybe a little cute.
A little? You blushed. I saw it.
Anyway. Right. Back to your friend that's in this ship, possibly unconscious, with some possibly unsavory person.
Right. Got it. We go in, guns blazing. Don't shoot her.
Have a gun?
Wait, what?
I don't know. No, I don't carry a gun. Why would I carry a gun?
Wait, what do you have with you?
I have this and Clara pulls a large Herglick sized Hydrus banner off of her belt.
That'll do.
Well, yes, but it's not meant to hit somebody.
Have you never been in a fight?
I try not to.
You know we're gonna go get it. Possibly.
I leave the fighting to the captain and her other friends, our other crewmates, I typically don't have to get involved.
Okay. A1 shoots a little side look at D4, who shrugs his shoulders.
Look, just because I'm big doesn't mean I'm a brawler, doesn't mean I like to fight. I can't help being big. It's just who Herglicks are. There are very few small Herglicks. You know that. You know that. I know you know that.
Right, I guess I assumed.
You assumed.
With
the yes, way you assumed.
Crew
anyway,
is
we can, no, we can, we'll argue about this later. Let's go get your friend.
Very well. A1 turns around to open the door.
It's locked.
He's going to make another skullduggery check to get through the door.
Okay, this one's quite a bit more challenging. You're looking at two reds, two purples.
Okay. All right, let's see what we do. Not as good as my other rolls. Not at all. The end of it, only one failure, though.
Okay, just one failure is all you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're really struggling against this, and you kind of just like, I'm never going to get this, and it turns green, and the ramp starts lowering.
A1 turns and looks over at Clara. After you? Or am I still going first?
How about we have your tall friend go first?
Perception checks, everybody. Difficulty 2.
Oops. Anyone got 2 successes? D4 got 2 successes and 1 threat, though.
Okay.
Clara got 4 advantages.
All right. Clara, you're busy arguing with the droids, so you don't hear this, but A1 and D4 definitely hear the sound of metallic feet marching down the ramp. And as you turn, you see a almost 2 meter tall silver form, a droid, kind of spindly legged, all chrome and kind of narrow waist, big wide shoulders, 2 arms, one ending in a blaster and a small red light like in his visor, and just looks at you, and you hear a metallic voice go, "Intruders," and we're going to go to initiative now. Clara, because you did not get the check, you're going to go last on the initiative chain. So, and A1
and not a fighter.
Right. A1 and D4, you guys recognize this as a B2 super battle droid. An old, one of the old Confederate droids. They're going to go.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
We will let you know shortly. Okay, go ahead.
A1 got 2 successes, 2 advantages. D4 got 1 success, 3 advantages.
Okay. All right. He got 2 successes, 3 advantages, so he is going to go first. Mm-hmm. And A1, he sees you there and was watching you on the camera, so he is going to lower his blaster at you and shoot. What? All right. Do you have ranged defense at all?
Nope.
Okay. Well, this is close range, so the blaster just kind of, everybody knows the sound is watch Star Wars, is that pew 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 pew, and you get hit.
Wait, what was that, Kaylee?
Pew 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 pew.
I don't have my sound effects board. Are you happy now?
Yes.
Okay, I can do it again if you really want me to.
No, that's okay. That's okay, good.
Just
that
checking. So that's gonna be 11 points of damage.
All right.
Got it. Don't forget your soak.
Yep, I got it.
And then it's all PCs all the way down.
A1 is going to pop out his blaster and fire back.
Okay. He does not have it. Yep. It's going to be one purple unless you want to move.
That's what it's going to be if you end it around. Well, that's interesting. Three successes, one advantage, which I'll just pass on a blue die to the next person to go.
Okay. Which would be D4. Successes.
Yep. 9 points of damage.
Okay. Your shot is really good. I mean, it's a really good aim, and the armor turns away almost all of the damage. There is a scorch mark, so it did do some damage, but it mostly just went ping off of his armor. D4.
Right. Or just, oh, you said Chloris going last. All right. Yep. So
this round.
D4. Yep. D4 sees that, pops out his vibro sword, and moves forward to attack.
All right. No melee defense either, so.
Well, just one success. Everything else washed.
Okay. What's the damage on that?
9 damage. Pierce 2.
Okay.
That helps a little.
Yep. It definitely does more than the blaster shot did. You rip a gash in his armor, and he now turns to consider you more of a threat than the little droid with the blaster. Clara. This big old, I mean, he's a little shorter than you are, but this is a old Confederate droid.
Hate this. Clara moves forward and goes to swing pulls the Hydra Spanner off of her tool belt and goes to swing it.
Okay.
It's a difficulty.
It's melee. 2 purple.
One success, one advantage.
Okay. What do you want to do? You want to pass the advantage to somebody else, or
I will pass the advantage on.
Okay.
Next player.
All right. And what's your damage?
Damage is 5.
Okay. You come up and just bang, and the Hydra Spanner literally vibrates in your hand, and you can tell that did nothing. The armor completely absorbed the damage. Top of the round, it's going to go, and since it's not happy about being stabbed, he is going to take a maneuver to sidestep away, not the maneuver sidestep, but he's going to step away from D4, and he brings up his other arm, and you see a panel open up and a little conical shape appear, and a rocket shoots out at you. Does D4 have any range defense?
He does. He has... Oh, no, he doesn't. But I also have dodge.
You would like to do that, I assume?
Yes. Okay. 2.
Remind me, is that black dice? Is that setback dice, or is it upgrade?
Upgrade the difficulty by 2.
All right. Since it is close range, that makes it a red and a purple. Ooh, okay. Well, there's good news and then there's bad news. Okay. The good news for you is you got 4 threats.
Ooh, yay.
The bad news is he got 2 successes and a triumph. So okay. He is going to critically hit D4 for 14 damage.
Ouch.
And let me grab my GM screen somewhere back here. You know what? I'll use my online screen because that's more fun. What would you like to do with the 4 advantages, which technically is like a despair?
Yeah. I'm going to give both A1 and D4 blue dice on their attacks. So one blue die each.
Okay. Pulling up my critical chart here. And I need percent dice. All right, that is a 13, which you take a sudden jolt, and okay. If you held anything in your robotic hands, you would have dropped it.
Okay.
So that's it. That's all that happens other than a lot of damage. So next PC. It can be any of the three of you.
You mind if A1 goes?
Go for it.
All right. A1, seeing his shot, didn't really do what he was hoping to. Rolls forward, popping out his fusion cutter, and he is not happy with what just happened to D4. He is going to try to cut into him with his fusion cutter.
Okay. Be two purple. Yeah.
Okay. Not horrible. One success, one advantage.
Okay. Did you get your blue die, by the way, from...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it did nothing.
Do your damage.
But I'll give D4 a blue die. So it's...
It'd be the next person to go, so...
Yeah, the next person. 6 damage, but he has breach 1 on that. Wish I could have gotten one more advantage.
Yeah, the cutter rips through his armor like it doesn't even exist, and he is looking very bad. You actually, the arm with the rocket launcher is dangling. You can see wires and just sparks shooting out of it, but it doesn't mean he's out of the count. Who wants to go next? Out of the fight, down for the count. Yeah,
I think it is it's Clara.
Go ahead.
So you get Laura's a blue die.
Going to utter a Herglick profanity in a high but guttural tone, and then swing at our friend with the Hydra spin. And I get a blue die. I need it because Laura has no melee skill. Also, that's 2 failures, 3 threats. Sorry, no, 2 failures, 1 threat.
What was that, Michael? I couldn't hear you.
2 failures, 1 threat.
Okay. You run up to swing at him, and the droid just isn't even there when you kind of stumble past, and you feel kind of something tear in your side, so take 2 points of strain. You overexerted yourself quite badly there. And we're going to go... D4 gets to go still.
D4 picks up his vibro sword. It's going to hit him again.
Yeah. D4's chassis is still smoking from the rocket impact, but...
He's not happy about it. Ooh, that's much better. Ooh. 4 successes, 1 advantage.
Narrate how you take this battle droid to the junkyard.
I think D4 scoops up, picks up his arm, slams the vibro sword right into the sensor that it's using to see where they are, twists it, we see some sparks, and then he pulls his arm straight up and it rips the droid's head in half.
So yeah, so the head is still on the vibro sword, and you can just, the droid's like, error, shutting down. And then the body just kind of goes, in a very interestingly reminiscent way of a Rodian of your acquaintance.
And A1, ooh, I actually have one of these listed. rolls up to a D4, puts an emergency repair patch on him, and that will repair 3 wounds on a droid. Not quite as good as
Would you like some assistance with that?
Sure.
I may be able to help.
It'd be great.
Sorry about the Hydra spanner. That didn't really do anything.
But you tried. That's all that we can ask right now.
Would a mechanics check help in this case?
100%.
Yeah, I think it works just like medicine does.
Yes. For droids. Success will get you back wounds.
Yep. And a difficulty?
Just 2.
That is a triumph and 2 successes. So 3 successes.
With that triumph, you actually can fix the critical without too much delay. I mean, it takes you a minute or two.
Yeah, so Clara like flips open a small like toolkit on her belt, pulls out a number of small implements, and with all 4 arms starts working on the spot where the patch was placed. You can see like some sparks. There's a little bit of a tiny bit of like micro welding happening. A couple taps with a hammer. The formerly melee focused Hydra spanner comes into play. There, that might help.
D4 without there's obviously a bright white whitish chrome patch over your left breastplate, but other than that, looks good as new.
Thank you. I feel much better.
Oh, wonderful. We should probably go inside now.
Yep. Am I still going first?
Can either of you scan to see if there's more of them?
I mean, I can try. Perception check?
Sure.
All right. Difficulty?
Just average again.
Okay. Wow. 7 successes, 2 threats.
There are no other droids on this ship. As far as you can tell, there's nothing on this ship.
Yeah, it's empty.
That's the threats. You were just looking for droids.
That doesn't bode well.
Yeah. As far as I can tell, there's no droids, nothing else.
Empty,
really.
Empty of droids.
Yep. Well, empty as far as I can tell.
Oh. If we should probably check, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, come on, don't dally.
All right, after you.
Why after me? Clearly, I am not the person to hit anything with this.
All right, fine. A1 rolls up the loading dock.
All right. You come up the loading dock, and there is a rather large cargo bay here. It is probably about, I want to say, almost 10 meters long, maybe 8 wide. And there are doors to your left, your right, and then a set of double doors straight ahead. Okay. There's 1 door to your left, 2 to your right, and a double door straight ahead, which you would assume leads towards the cockpit.
A1 looks over. Cockpit, crew quarters. Where would you put person you've brought to your ship?
A kidnap victim? Someone I've kidnapped? Is that what you're asking?
We don't 100% know that she was kidnapped. I'm pretty sure, but Krell's done some interesting things to.
If I was bringing someone back to the ship to be intimate, I would probably take them to my quarters.
Okay. So knowing Corell, we are not going to his quarters then. We're going to go look somewhere else.
Well, again, your friend was unconscious.
Yes.
So maybe... So I suggest that we check the quarters first.
All right. Let's go. A1 heads that direction.
Which direction? You have four doors to choose from. Three normal and one double door.
Go to the first one on the right.
Okay. That door, it easily opens, and you see the starboard side engine room.
Oh, I tell you what. You look around. I'll play around in here. Perhaps if this person is the one that took your friend, we can maybe we can prevent the ship from leaving entirely.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Clara knows that the ship has two engines, so if this is the starboard side engine room, she has a pretty good guess at what's behind door number one on the port side of the ship.
I'll start here and then I'll head to the port side.
All right.
You continue. You and the tall, lanky one keep looking around.
All right. We'll go to the next door, working our way, I guess it would be right to left.
Yep. This door is locked down.
All right. Time for another skullduggery check.
This will be, again, a red and two purples. And sorry, I just dropped the force dice. Apparently the force was not with me there.
Two successes, one advantage.
All right, it slides open, and in here is a secondary cargo area. This one is lined with shelves, and they are actually pretty dusty. But you do, there is one, like, the equivalent of a Rubbermaid tote right near the door.
A1 looks at D4 and go ahead and open that. D4 reaches down and just pops it open casually.
It looks like Corell's stuff. There is a holdout blaster that you know she was carrying. Her comm you have, but also all of her clothes are in here.
One says, we should take those with us, but we don't want them to weigh us down. So, D4, put them on. And D4 shrugs his shoulders and puts Corell's clothes on the best he can, picks up her holdout blaster, and just waits for A1.
Once Chris, done, A1's... Chris, hang on. D1 is much larger than Corell.
I didn't think it was about the same size.
Corell's 5'3".
Oh, you're right.
That's D4's right. Like Tazi size.
All right, so then D4, we'll back that up then. Anyone just goes, go ahead and pick those up. And
I mean, I'm fine with D4. Him trying to put them on, but I want some sort of roll to see if you rip them.
I forgot the size difference. You're right. So D4 packs them up and puts them in a little satchel that he finds in there and just puts it on his shoulder.
Yeah. All right. You guys head to the double door?
Yep.
Okay. You open it. It's not locked or anything. There is no lock. It's just it's like a pressure door. And you see a corridor that tees off very quickly to your left and right and then runs along the length of the ship up towards the cockpit where you see a door standing open. You don't see anybody in the cockpit. There is also... looks like two doorways, one to the left, one to the right, just past the T intersection, and maybe two other corridors just to the left and right past the intersection.
All right. A1 rolls up to the first corridor that heads to the right, looks down to the right.
You see a room immediately to the right, and there is another door at the end of the hallway.
I don't want to be surprised. We should check them all. So anyone rolls up and checks the first door?
It is a fresher.
All right.
There is several like personal effects here also, including what you might recognize as like some disguise kits. There's an extensive series of makeups, a couple different like wigs, prosthetics, that kind of thing.
D1 looks at D4. We should take that. That could be useful. We could put Tazi in a disguise that nobody will know who he is. Or maybe even Corral. We'll see. D4 just pocket stuff. They head to the door. Straight across. Basically, A1's trying to clear their escape path in case they need to get out quickly.
Gotcha. He doesn't want to get stuck. At the end of the hall is, it's like a like your version of the lounge, like kitchen area, place to hang out. It's pretty fastidiously clean.
Okay. Nothing in here other than that?
Mm-mm.
All right. Down to the next set of doors. They're going to keep doing the same thing until they find something entertaining.
Okay. You go back at the other side. There is another fresher. So there's two freshers on the ship. That's interesting. There is yet another cargo hold. That's interesting. Okay. And then you come across a cabin. The door is unlocked. You open it. And in here, trying to think of the best way to describe it. It's a room maybe about 2 meters wide, 4 meters long, and there are just dozens and dozens of pedestals, like lining the shelves. They're hollow pedestals.
Okay.
All of them turned off.
A1 looks at D4, looks at them. I'm curious, but I feel like we don't have time. Maybe just one. A1 turns on the first one.
You see a hollow image of a lightsaber. You don't recognize it. And then after about 5 seconds, you see a dead Jedi. And then about 5 seconds later, it goes back to the image of the lightsaber. 5 seconds later, it goes back to the picture of a dead Jedi.
A1 turns it off.
Mm-hmm.
Looks at D4. I don't think we need to see any more. And we should not show Corral this room. Ever. Then he backs up and heads down to the next set of doors.
Both of you make a perception check. This one's going to be a little more difficult. 3 purple.
Yeah. While they're making those perception checks,
yes,
Flora is definitely working their engineering magic in the engine bays.
Trying to sabotage the ship?
To do some sabotage.
Without getting caught? I mean, it's pretty easy for you.
Yeah, without getting caught.
Right, without tripping any systems or warnings, I'm going to have you make a computers check. At a red and a purple to basically shut down systems without alerting. And then it's going to be an easy mechanics check to do whatever you want to do.
Right, that is,
you do have 2 light side points if there is any interest.
That's 3 successes there.
Okay. You are off the grid.
Okay. Then you said it was an easy mechanics check?
Yep. You basically route all system reports to report nominal, except for the one you're looking at, which is the one that only shows.
4 successes and an advantage. I'll give the advantage up to the next die roller.
Okay. What are you doing to the ship?
Also, to the ship, we are going to set the engines to... We're going to actually change the harmonic level on the engines. We're going to change the engine harmonics. So they are going to be out of phase.
Okay.
Which is going to cause, well, backfire is not the word that I want to use, but they're going to have a bit of a problem on liftoff and then also in accelerating to any speeds until they get the harmonics for the engines fixed.
I would say with that many successes, not only do you succeed doing that, you're pretty sure that if they push the engines hard enough, it could shake the entire frame of the ship into pieces.
And we'll also, just for funsies, we're also going to have it so that the low fuel meter is, it's constantly saying there's no fuel.
Okay. But see, that's not very petty. I would have said that it's always full. So, but I'm also mean. So, yeah. You do that, that is not a problem. D4 and A1, how'd you do on your perception checks?
A1 got 2 successes and a threat.
Okay.
D4 has a total of 4 threats.
Okay.
No failures.
D4 does not notice this, but as you guys are coming out of the Grizzly Trophy Room, to the starboard side front of the ship, you know, there's like a door that you haven't explored yet. You hear the sounds of a struggle.
All right. A1 pops his blaster out from the top of his dome and then pops out the little holdout blaster that he has that comes out of the front. Looks at D4. Get ready for a fight. D4 pulls his vibro sword out from his arm and pulls out his light blaster pistol.
All right, guys,
creep forward.
Rush down the hall, and there's a door barring your way. It doesn't seem to be locked, though.
A1 hits the button to open it and rushes in, ready to go.
You guys
give us back Corral.
And you rush into the room, guns drawn, and you see Corral sitting on a chair. She has like a bleeding gash right by her forehead, kind of dripping down her leku, completely naked. There is a dead Weequay lying at her feet, and she's just sitting there breathing hard. It's like, hi, what are you guys doing here? Aren't you with where's Tazi?
Success on his end of the mission. But we and your Herglick friend we met earlier came to rescue you.
And at that, the Clara comes in the door behind them.
Yeah.
Oh!
And hi.
Like two of the hands come up, like two of her hands are like kind of like this, and two of the hands are covering her face. I'm terribly sorry. We thought you were in danger. Apparently, you're fine.
No, it's he drugged me, and there it. I have a splitting headache.
No, it's fine. I'm going to wait out here. Glad we found you.
Thank you.
Clara backs out of the room. Again, not looking where they're going. Elbows whacking the door frame. Just, you know, lots of noise in the hallway.
Okay, so Tazi got away with what he was doing, and Corral gives a look towards the hallway and points towards Clara's back.
Yep.
And nobody noticed, right?
I mean, I noticed. D4 noticed.
But nobody else noticed.
Not that we noticed. And not that Tazi noticed.
Okay.
As far as we all know, nobody else saw us do it.
Okay, thank you, A1. I have enough of a headache without trying to puzzle out your logic. Okay, so I gotta figure out what he did with my clothes, and then we can get the Kark out of here before the Empire gets here, because he called them.
What?
Which word didn't you understand?
Why did he call him?
He's a bounty hunter for the Empire. Oh, Kark,
Can you get into his system, see if there's a recording of that call? Did he say my name or send an image or anything?
Sure.
And Krell's going to spend a light side point to... for a reason that you'll find out if you make the roll. Red and two purples.
I don't know. I should roll like this more often. So, two successes and a triumph. No advantages or threats.
How did you do? I literally somehow knew you were going to pull a triumph out of your hat there. That's kind of amazing.
I've rolled a few tonight.
Yes, you very have. Surprised. So, yes, you are. You get into the system. This guy had pretty advanced security, but it was no match for you. But you also discover that his owner's password was 12345. So now you have full control over the ship. And there was a audio recording that he found a Jedi and that he wanted as reward. And they were going to send somebody named Forth to come pick him up, pick the Jedi up.
Fourth is in like number four.
Uh-huh.
Anyone gets that information? He did send a message out that you're here. But we need to go finish it.
Then they know I gotta disappear then, if they know where that I'm out here.
Did it say Karel's name or just a Jedi?
A Jedi. Didn't give any descriptors.
Gotcha. They don't know it's you specifically. It just said a Jedi.
Okay. A1, lead with that next time, if you would, please.
All right.
That's the important part.
Got it. We'll do.
Yeah, so this guy made his living hunting Jedi, and he was really good at it, but he also was really bad at melee combat. So, whatever. All right, I need to find some clothes, and she goes back in. She goes into the other cabin and starts rummaging around in it.
D4 leans over.
It's over. Might I suggest you talk with our new friend? Perhaps she could help you find your clothes.
I think she's a little embarrassed. Here we go. All right, this is good enough. And Karel walks out with she's just wearing like a lime green trench coat that's made, it's like lime green velour almost, but it is covering her from pretty much head to toe. It's like, I don't understand why and it smells so bad.
Can I also suggest that Karel may have found a top or a shirt, a t-shirt perhaps? That said, I lost my shirt at Canto Bight.
Sure.
Or I almost lost my shirt at Canto Bight.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, she's got the jacket tied around her waist then, and the shirt kind of hangs down. It's like, okay, we need to get back to the ship because anybody who sees me in this is just going to fall over dead laughing. All right. Did you get the Herglick's name? I didn't ask her.
Oh, it's Clara.
Okay. Yeah,
we figured it out.
Okay. Clara?
Yes.
Hi. I'm wearing clothes now. You can look.
I'm fine out here. Let's just go.
I'm walking up right behind you right now.
As Karel leaves, A1 looks over at D4. That was a nice try. D4 just pats the pack that has Karel's clothes and they walk out.
Karel doesn't wait for Clara to turn around. She walks around and stands in front of her.
Clara's already removed her hands from her eyes.
Hi.
You said you were clothed.
Yeah.
Hi. Let's go, shall we? I don't want to stand around here any longer than we have to.
Well, I have some good news and some bad news for you.
Can we hear it somewhere else?
You might want to hear it here.
Then talk.
Okay. And Carl takes a step back, kind of judging Clora's reach. So, apparently, this guy was in cahoots with another theft ring here on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what was the name of your ship again?
Serial Prophet.
Yeah, apparently his buddies stole your ship.
What?
Yeah, that's what woke me up out of the drug haze. He was talking to them. They said they broke orbit and they were going to meet each other somewhere outside of the Corellian system. Because there was some big score or something on the ship.
And this, the gentleman that kidnapped you is dead, yes?
Well, I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Yes.
Your friends have found you. Yes.
And you helped. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Get the Kryph off the ship right now.
I was going to say, if you want the ship, you could take it.
Oh, I'm taking it. Please leave.
Well, no need to get snippy about it.
I have places to be. You're wonderful. You're adorable. If we had more time, perhaps we could talk about something, but I need to go now. So the longer that you and I do this, the more time I'm standing here and my ship is up there.
Carell leaves. By the time you're done talking, it's just you and two droids.
All right, the two of you. Also, thank you, but go.
Good luck.
And Clora just kind of waves at them and heads off into the engine base to undo her sabotage.
Anyone a D4 roll out following?
Carell? And as the three of them kind of make their way away from the docking bay, within a few minutes there's the sound of engines spooling up, and you can hear the engines light, and the ship just kind of lifts up out of the bay and like heads off into space.
Yeah, they see that just as we're getting over to the Fang. It's like, okay. So now that we're sort of alone, Tazi got away, no problems, right? We just got to go meet him, right?
Yep.
Okay.
As far as we know.
I need a very long shower and some sort of analgesic, and then would you prep us for flight, and I'll meet you in the cockpit in like 10 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. A1, do you have anything for this head? What happened to you? You're all scorchy and you have a big white spot on your chest.
We had to fight our way out. It doesn't matter. There was a droid. He's not functioning anymore.
Ah, okay.
We're good.
Okay, I'm sure there's a story there, but I'll wait and hear it later.
Yeah, all right. I'll go to the cockpit. D4, I'll go to your room and get you some new clothes.
Well, I can get my own clothes. I just need a quick shower. And if D4 would get me something for the headache and maybe to stitch this cut, that would be great.
All right. See you in a few.
Okay.
A1 heads to the cockpit and D4 patches up Carell's wound and gives her some aspirin, so to speak, for her headache.
Okay. And we head off to meet up with Tazi. I think we star swipe over and see the Krellitz Fang coming up to the Serial Prophet in space. And they kind of sidle up to each other and dock. And Chris, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Okay. Is Tazi going to come over onto the Fang, or is Tazi waiting for the crew from the Fang to come over?
Tazi is waiting on the ship for the crew to come over, but Tazi's waiting by the docking tunnel.
Okay.
Docking port.
Yeah. Corell gets the door open. She's wearing like an old set of like mechanics overalls and a shirt underneath that says, "I lost my shirt at Cantobite." And she's got it like a, what? She's got like a bandage right here.
What happened?
I got kidnapped by a Jedi bounty hunter, a bounty hunter who's hunting Jedi, not a Jedi who is a bounty hunter.
All right, there's a story there, but we'll
there is definitely there, a story there. Is D4 and A1 here too?
A1 is.
Okay.
D4 would stay on the ship to make sure that the ships are flying correctly. Right.
And Corell leans over and like pats A1 on the dome. This one probably needs another medal for his bravery and heroics in attempted rescue.
Yeah. I was the leader.
Attempted rescue? Well, it looks like they rescued you.
Yeah, we did.
Good point. Yes, I am definitely rescued.
Yes.
Well, good job, little buddy.
Thank you. Good job with what you did here.
It's nothing. We might want to have D4 check out the person that I have tucked away in the fresher.
You still have crew members on board?
Yeah. It was just me.
Wait, I thought I was told you left the bar with like two or three women.
No. It was only me on the ship.
That's impressive. That's quite a bit of a specimen you have going on there.
No, it's not what it sounds like.
Don't be like modest. This.
I'm not a big fan of. Let's cam this line of conversation for now.
I two questions. I'll ask one.
Yes.
Now, the other one later.
Okay. What? Fire away.
How are we going to steal their ship if they're still here?
We just need the stuff that's on it. We're going to, like, physically carry it onto our ship.
Right, I got that. But how are we going to steal their ship if they're still on it?
We need to offload the Dunium onto our ship.
It's already been stolen.
Right, that's the easy part. How are we going to steal this ship if they're still on it? That was part of our plan.
It's stolen.
No. I think what A1 is trying to say is that he's assuming that we are keeping the ship that we stole, which was not part of the plan.
No. I think...
If we have different versions of stealing... Because if I steal something, I keep it.
Well, in this case, we borrowed because we can't.
But that wasn't part of the plan. The plan was to steal it.
I mean,
the plan changed.
Right, because there are people here.
The only thing we are stealing is the Dunium. We're taking it back.
Yeah, there's people here, so like we can't just like throw them out the airlock.
I wasn't going to do that. I was just trying to figure out. You make the plans, not me.
Well, I mean, it's either that or we give them the Kralitz Fang, and I don't think that's a good trade.
All right, look, I don't know how long they're going to be unconscious, so I'm going to make what we call an executive decision in the captaining world. We are just taking the Dunium off this ship.
Okay.
If we find anything else of value, maybe we'll take that too, but we're leaving them the ship.
Okay.
Right. We need D4 to make sure they stay unconscious while we offload the Dunium.
All right.
A1, you get D4. I will start transferring the Dunium.
Why don't we just open up the cargo door, let the Dunium float out, and then you can fly and just catch it in the air with our ship. Well, technically catch it in space.
What if we miss?
With the greatest pilot in the galaxy. He can't miss.
Could you use the grav cart?
Yeah, let's just use the grav cart and take it through the ship. Let's just take it through the docking tunnel.
Fine. You are getting
old. You know what? It'll take a little more time, but it'll be right. And that's what's important.
That's fine. All right. I'll go get D4.
I'll go get the grav cart.
All right. Grandpa, Tazi, do you need anything else?
What was that?
I'll get D4.
Yeah, go get D4.
He goes and gets D4, and D4 comes in and checks on your other crew.
And I think there's like maybe a brief shot montage of the crew working together to load the dunium through the tunnel while D4 is like walking between the unconscious people.
Yeah. Injecting them.
You know, like checking vitals, and then once in a while, like poking one of them with one of his hypos. Yeah. And then the shot pans out to the Kralitz Fang undocking from the Serial Prophet and like heading off and then dropping into hyperspace just as another ship comes out of hyperspace from a different direction.
Okay.
Actually, because it would have been funnier if they jumped away thinking they had to jump away, but then realizing they had to come back. So, okay. You know, and then of course the other ship is a Lancer class vessel with a specific Herglick looking through the viewport and approaching for docking.
Okay. Perfect. Just making a note here that you only got the dunium. Perfect. So the
wait, what?
That you only got the dunium that you needed. I was just noting that so I know.
Curl did some creative looting of clothing too, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to. We have a light side point right?
Did two left.
Okay, I'd like to. Let's spend those to have found some interesting, like some other interesting cargo that may be worth some additional funds.
Yeah, okay. And we'll cover that next time.
Yes. Right. A number of extra boxes, a number of extra crates were loaded onto the grav cart. We don't know what's in them. We just know they were in the cargo hold.
Yeah, like they were secure, locked, or sealed, and they looked curious, so we just grabbed them.
We couldn't scan them.
Yep.
Took them with us.
All right.
Because that never ends poorly.
No, never.
All right, then you guys are headed back to...
I think that's where... I think we call it like the Kralitz thing pops out as the other ship comes in, and I think that's where we... Let's wrap it
there. Yeah, probably a good place to wrap.
Heading back to Teth.
Yep. All right. Just want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Sorry we got a late start. Traffic was a bitch for these two. So yeah. Glad they made it. Glad you guys can make it to be part of the show. For those of you who are listening, glad you're still listening here. So appreciate that. Michael, what are you up to in the near future, and where can people find you on the interwebs?
Oh boy, well, you can find me this coming Thursday on the Rook and Rasp channel. We will be wrapping up, along with you, Kaylee, I believe.
You are correct.
We'll be wrapping up the Cthulhu Dreamt actual play that we started a few weeks ago. We unfortunately had a delay due to some bad weather, but we will be
wrapping that up this
Thursday. And then someone was sick. So we will be wrapping that up this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Rook and Rasp. Twitch.tv/RookandRasp. And then you can also find me on the Identico channel, which is twitch.tv/Identico for Chaos Inc. Next Tuesday. Oh, not actually, apologies. You will not see me next Tuesday, but you may see the rest of the crew next Tuesday. And that's right. Every other Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Sorry. Yes. 9 p.m. Eastern.
I believe that's still correct. It's a little up in the air.
And then the last thing you can do is you can check me out on Tubular Teens with Titans, which is a Power Rangers inspired audio drama. You can find that on any of your podcatchers. Again, that's Tubular Teens with Titans.
Chris, what are you up to and where can they find you?
Wednesdays, you can hear me, or every other Wednesdays, the same week we do this show, you can hear me on Detention with Michael and the RPG Academy. We just talk about games and try to get some neat information from guests that come on. Then the next day on Thursdays, I'm still working our way through the Dragonlance Shadow of the Dragon Queen module. I think we're a little over halfway through. It's been a lot of fun for me, especially to learn how to run a module. Otherwise, you can find me on X/Twitter, whatever it's called now, as long as I stay on it, Berlew_Chris. And last, I want to say, Kaylee, thank you very much for running tonight. It was fun to be a player.
Good job, Kaylee.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kind of, just relax and just let the story kind of flow, which we already normally do that when I run it either, or run it too, but this was just a little more relaxing.
Nice change of pace for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, change of pace. Thank you.
Well, maybe we'll have to do this again sometime. And I'm Kaylee, and I was running the game tonight, which is kind of a departure for me, but that was also a lot of fun. You can find me Thursday with Michael, also over at Rook and Rass. People are going to start talking that I'm following him around, but it is what it is. You can also see me next week, Tuesday, on Identico. You can also find me in November at Akatacon. The Akatacon Kickstarter is still going on. 14 days left to go, so 2 weeks from tonight. I believe there is going to be a live stream over on the RPG Academy Twitch that Chris will be involved in, kind of going over the final countdown. Not the Europe song, but the actual countdown. The entire con is funded at this point. It's all gravy at this point. So we're looking at stretch goals. We're looking at things. I'm going to be there. Chris is going to be there. Michael's going to be there. Other people from Identico are going to be there. I'm going to be vending there. You'll be able to buy things from Rainbow Dragon Prince, including most of the stuff you see on the shelves behind me, because it's starting to take over my house. But come and join us. You can find it over at Kickstarter.com for the RPG Academy. They have a Kickstarter going on, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I look to see you there. And also, you'll be able to hear me over on Tubular Teens with Titans pretty soon, because I'm filling in for a player who is no longer able to perform. So I just got my first few recordings in over to Dwayne, and we'll see what happens there. So again, thank you all for being part of our show tonight, and I hope you all have a great week ahead. Bye.
Thanks, folks.
Bye. Awkward wave, because Discord makes my hand disappear.